Hi, this is
Oh,
Kim.
I gotcha. Okay, I got
Hi,
Barry on the
you.
line for you. All
Sure.
right, hang on one second.
Okay. Hey, Barry.
Hey, Kim.
How are you?
So, I don't know if who assigned it, if it was you or not, but I've got that 1668 back on me at 1 o'clock, but I already have a 1 o'clock install. So I'm gonna have 2 1 o'clock that I'm not gonna make on time.
That you're gonna, I don't know who did that. I don't know if it's Marie or Rob. So
It was I just talked to Rob, so it had to have been Marie.
it might have been maybe Marie working that stuff because I kind of initially do it. And then if she's got to rearrange or Rob's got to rearrange, I'm gonna say it's them. And the only thing I had to reschedule for tomorrow was Larry's Deli. I had him purposely at 3 to 5, and now he called, so now I had to squeeze him in at 8:30 tomorrow morning to Tommy.
All right, let me give her a call and just, this is, and I'm, I'm just kind of saying this out loud. We're so concerned about the customer being happy, but now I'm in a situation where I can't possibly make 2 1 o'clock. So somebody's going to be unhappy. But we do this kind of stuff ourselves.
And Barry, I totally agree with you. And unfortunately, it's coming from the direction of Gus and them at Archtop. They want all orders. They want me to stuff you guys as much as I can, and they want to get these in. They're making us open these up like crazy, and they want my temps to start answering calls like the other day.
So what are we supposed to do when we get a storm like we did the other day? Work ourselves to absolute death? Work until 8 o'clock at night? Like, this is crazy. These guys do not care.
Thank you. The WVT is no longer, unfortunately.
All right, let me go
I
Marie Paul.
don't disagree with you, Barry. I had my meltdown this morning, so surprised I'm still here.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah,
But all
I
right.
don't
Thanks.
disagree with you, honey. I'm sorry. It's not me, so I'm assuming. And just also let you know too, unfortunately, because of the MBS, anyone can get in there and touch it. So that's also not a good thing.
I have another quick question. So
Yeah.
Friday, I'm taking a half day, but I have training again for the slicing from 8 to 11. Do I have anything? I don't see anything on me. Do you see if I'm blocked out for that time or if anybody can put something on me? Because if somebody tries to give me an 11 to 12, I got to leave and get my kids are taking a half day at school. So I got to be able to get out of here at 12 to pick them up at like 12:25 or so. So if I'm
I
given any kind of order, I'm going to be screwed.
don't see anything, and the only thing I can think of, Barry, is if we do, then we're going to have to just get that to somebody else. Do you know what I mean? I don't see anything on there, and how I'm, and again, I'm not sure, but I believe it's correct, kind of how I've overheard, like Emily and them from Archtop. It's like you can't gray out just one day for somebody or a block of something. Like that's the downfall. Like you guys have training what tomorrow and
I think
Friday, right?
12
For
tomorrow.
that morning, and we can't gray out just those couple hours. It's the most asinine system.
Oh
I know. So
my
me knowing that, if I have to manually do an order, I try not to put you guys in it. You know, because I know you have training. So I'm trying to push, but
Right, but then a
anyone,
customer could go in through Liquid and book something then, right?
I believe so. I'm not positive. I know though when I've been doing orders like through a checkpoint which works like the Liquid, it's been telling me like the 18th and stuff. So I'm hoping that would be the case for those Liquid orders. And